Indonesian Christians brace for violence while they pray for a peaceful Christmas. A ministry commits to a project among Uganda's war refugees, and spiritual warfare fails to stop work in Senegal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The threat of terrorism in Indonesia is growing under a combination of anti-Western backlash and the coming of Christmas. Open Doors' Carl Muller says despite the promise of stepped-up security,
Christians have been asked by their leadership there to keep their celebrations modest so that it doesn't unduly provoke the Muslim neighbors in Indonesia.
Keeping a low evangelistic profile doesn't always help. Muller says radical Muslims can become agitated.
If there's a visit by a Western dignitary or president, a lot of times the Muslims in the community will take out their feelings of hostility against the West, against the Christians there.
Open Doors is building bridges in Indonesia so that the churches can be recognized as a vital part of the community, but it's still tenuous. He's urging prayer during the Advent season.
The church is growing, and where that happens, those tensions create a tinderbox effect where a small spark, a small incident, can produce violence against Christians there.
Next, Uganda's forces will pull back after recent peace talks proved to be the best chance to end a 20-year rebellion. The war displaced 1.5 million people and created the aberration of the child soldier. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they've committed to working with the children in 3 remote refugee camps.
Not many people get out there because it's been dangerous in the past. There's not much gospel work going on in those camps. There is, of course, some humanitarian work.
The need is outstripping the resources of all the groups that are working there. Rouster says they're anxious to get started.
We will, first of all, be trying to recruit missionaries to work in the IDP camps, both on a long-term and a short-term basis, and to do training in the area for children's workers. And we're beginning the recruiting immediately.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 5 million Wolof people live in Senegal and Gambia, West Africa. They're predominantly Muslim. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board says there are only about 100 known Christians. A village chief is allowing IMB missionaries to teach chronological Bible stories. While they haven't seen any new believers, that could change. The stories have paved the way for the showing of the Jesus film. Many were seen in tears following the film. Pray that their work will begin seeing a harvest. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, an international team of missionaries moved into a Sinau village in Papua New Guinea to learn the language and develop a friendship. That allowed them to begin chronological Bible storytelling in September, says New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenak. They heard the nativity story a month ago.
They are going to be hearing the gospel story for the first time ever during these next 2 weeks. They're working their way through the story of the life of Christ. And they expect to present the story of the death and the resurrection of Christ within these next 2 weeks.
While there were no Christians, Zelenak says that's about to change. There's been a lot of interest.
I've got this wonderful comment from one of the villagers. She said, "I don't know exactly what Jesus has done for me, but whatever he did, I know that he bought me back. He's the Redeemer that God has promised." And she doesn't even know about his death yet.
Pray that many will come to Christ as the full gospel is presented. And Audio Scripture Ministries says a new mobile studio is doing exactly what it's supposed to in India. Partnered with World Cassette Outreach of India, the team took the studio to the field and recorded 2 new languages. The team's also trying to work with 2 other languages, but scheduling and reader availability postponed the planned recordings. Pray concerning other challenges the recording teams face, like noisy locations, electrical considerations, and qualified readers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.